Update of the avalanche report for Saturday, the 1st of March 2025. New snow, wind slabs and old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant and reach medium size. The avalanche-prone locations are sometimes covered with new snow and are barely recognizable for beginners. Caution is to be exercised in particular adjacent to ridgelines, as well as in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. Additionally, in isolated cases, avalanches can release deeper layers of the snowpack. Such avalanche-prone locations are to be found on very steep west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Restraint should be exercised because avalanches can sweep people along and give rise to falls. Whumping sounds can indicate the danger. In the regions exposed to precipitation, loose snow avalanches are to be expected as the day progresses, but they will be mostly small. And now the snowpack. Some snow will fall until Saturday in some regions. In some regions, up to 30 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, fell in the last few days. The fresh wind slabs are lying on soft layers, in particular on steep, shady slopes. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack on west, north, and east-facing slopes. The old snowpack will be moist at low and intermediate altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6. Cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Sunday, the 2nd of March 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.